The house is not a democracy. Your house is a monarchy. Mom and dad are king and queen. You set the rules. I mean, just 1.3 million.
And that's just on one platform. So who knows how many followers she has elsewhere.
She's going to get a clothing line at Hollister. This is what's going to happen, you guys.
The Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Hey, y'all got any more of that common sense? All right. Kellyanne Conway has got herself an interesting daughter.
That family.
Is that how you wanted me to start it? Because I didn't.
Fine.
You're looking at me like, how do I start this podcast today? Well, you could start it by talking about how I would defend Kellyanne Conway. I'd defend her to the end of time.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, I think these people are wanting a reality show. I think that's what they're doing. They're going for an all-out Jersey brawling reality show. I think that's where we're heading, Mom.
I think for sure Claudia is. Like, the second she turns 18, that's going to be what she
does. Yeah, it's like Jersey Shore up in there.
Remember when all we had to complain about was George Conway?
Yeah, and there was a lot to complain about there, ladies.
I mean, Kellyanne could do a lot better than George Conway.
She used to date Fred Thompson. I found that out. And just kind of scrolling through a bio this morning. I was like, hey, I'm going to look and see if she's, because, you know, we got shut down on Wikipedia. I'm not bitter about it, but I'm not bitter about it.
We're not notable.
It's like, because some guy on Daily Kos, and I used the term guy very loosely. He had a shutdown on Wikipedia because we're not notable, you guys. And that's okay.
That's
whatever.
Fine.
It's fine. It's totally fine. I'm not bitter about it. But anyways, I went and I looked to see like what the deal was. I'm looking at her Wikipedia bio information, everything. And she used to date Fred Thompson. Fred Thompson and George Conway are like, if you could take like a photo negative of George Conway, it would be Fred Thompson, don't you
Fred
think?
Fred Thompson was a man.
He was a
like
dude.
An actual real dude.
Yeah, it's like Sam Elliott and John Mayer. You know what I mean?
I mean, right? Except that at least John Mayer is attractive to some people.
That's true.
Whereas I want to find the person who finds George Conway
attractive,
appealing or attractive in any way.
Probably some liberal women, because they're like, he hates Trump.
And that's hot.
That's so hot. That's hot. Yeah, so this is what's so perplexing to me. I don't
know. It's not like we are ripping on his appearance, exactly.
I mean,
maybe a little bit.
If you want me to, you can meet me after this podcast and we can probably do that together.
But like on a scale of 1 to 10 of manliness, he is a solid 2. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, I don't think you get less manly than George Conway.
I think you're being very, very, very nice about that with the
really?
Two. Yeah, I mean, you're very generous.
And so together, the Conways, who, by the way, have been married since 2001, they've had 4 children together.
It's amazing that that's happened, that he produced them with his loins.
Like at least 4 times, no, 3 times, because one of them, it's a set of
twins. That's right, because Claudia is a twin, I found out today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And together, they have these kids, one of whom has become a complete TikTok star.
That's a thing now, you
it's
guys.
A thing.
That's a thing that kids aspire to be. I am a TikTok star.
And I mean it. She's a star because she has 1.3 million followers on TikTok and climbing by the moment.
This is everything that's wrong with our society today.
Everything.
This is, I mean, just 1.3 million.
And that's just on one platform. So who knows how many followers she has elsewhere.
She's going to get a clothing line at Hollister. This is what's going to happen, you guys.
Okay, so she's got all of these followers. She is 15 years old. She is the same age as my son.
I cannot deal with that.
And when I think about him doing the kinds of things on TikTok that she is doing.
Like wearing a leather bustier.
He would definitely not do that.
And a denim crop top. I'm sorry, I think it was switched around. It was the leather crop top and then the denim.
He would not do that.
It was the denim bralette. He wouldn't do that?
He would not do that.
He wouldn't wear the denim bralette?
But if he did.
Okay.
Let's say that he was wearing.
A denim bralette?
Or a denim some sort
G-string?
Of.
G-string?
Yes.
A denim G-string?
Let's say that he was doing that and being like super vulgar.
And sexual, overtly sexual.
Overtly sexual. Mm-hmm. I would set his phone on fire. There's no way he would be permitted to do it. He's 15.
Yeah.
I own him.
You do. I mean, you do. As parents, you do. At this, you own your kids. And if you don't own them, you stalk them. Stalk them and then you let them know that the house is not a democracy. Your house is a monarchy. Mom and dad are king and queen. You set the rules. That's what I always say to my daughter. This isn't a democracy. My daughter's 10.
It's not like it's recent, too, that Claudia Conway has been caught out on social media doing terrible, terrible things.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is old news. And in fact, Kellyanne and George both quit their jobs in order to have more mama, less drama, right?
And now there's more drama.
And now there's way more drama than ever before.
Mm-hmm. A lot more drama.
Because now there are so many TikToks, first of all, that Claudia Conway has deleted, but one that has still been saved in perpetuity by other people who have saved it is a video in which Kellyanne Conway appears and she is mad and doesn't know that she's being recorded. So she ends up being in this TikTok video complaining about Claudia lying about COVID. And I'm going to play it because everybody has to hear this. So listen.
Mom, I guess I misinterpreted it.
You guess you misinterpreted it? You guess you misinterpreted it?
Yeah, you said it was negative. So I spent the day with you.
Did she say
you? I got that result tested immediately.
What?
You've caused so much disruption.
Disruption?
You lied about your f***ing mother about COVID?
Yikes.
Mom, about COVID?
It's how I interpreted it.
You're taping me again?
What?
So
there's the F word in there. Valen's going to have to bleep that out.
So now Kellyanne Conway has been shown to be vulgar with her daughter as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm not judging that at all because like I say all the things in front of my kid.
I know, right?
But generally that should never have happened because the moment that Claudia Conway misbehaved on TikTok months ago,
the phone should have been gone. The phone should have been gone.
And
the thing is, she's getting a lot of praise from, you know, now it's become completely political, right? Because she hates Trump and then George hates Trump. And we already saw a lot of like the strife between George and Kellyanne. We were like, what is going on? He's disrespecting his wife and disrespecting how she does her job. And so we would stick up for Kellyanne and be like, what is she doing? She totally dumped this guy. You know, it's like, you don't get disrespected by your husband.
Yeah.
And then we're seeing disrespect because she sees her father doing it and then she's like, well, I can do it too, right?
So she's learning.
So she's so she learns it. So then she's doing it and then it's like, okay. And then liberals are cheering her on saying she's wanting to emancipate herself. She wants to do that. And then obviously she leaves, Kellyanne leaves her job. And then it becomes this whole, okay, she still has the social media in her hands. Mm-hmm. She's able to communicate with the outside world. She's able to talk to everybody and she has this giant millions of people platform and people are egging her on. She's super popular and people are like, she's so great. There are people in the media who are saying that she's like the inside voice of this administration. The media, which we all know can't be trusted. I mean, the media can't be trusted at all these days, but they're giving her credence. They're giving a 15-year-old credence to what
she's on the inside, right?
Yes,
it's
insanity.
Hi, I'm Sarah Carter, host of the Sarah Carter Podcast. Everywhere you look these days, we're seeing an aggressive effort to destroy what made America great, tearing down our history, attacking our freedoms, and canceling any person who dares to cross the progressive speech police. We cannot stand by and let this happen. It's time for the silent majority to become the unsilent majority. Join me on the Sarah Carter Podcast. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Claudia has the audacity to scream at the media about talking about her. How mm-hmm. dare you focus all your attention on me? I'm just a 15-year-old girl. How dare you? I demand you take all posts down that have anything to do with me. Girl, please.
When she just loves the attention.
You are on a public platform.
Yeah. And this, I just wonder as a parent, it's like, what? I don't know. We were talking a little bit with our executive producer before we started doing this. And he was like, listen, a lot of this has to do with the fact that these parents and parents in general, we all have to, you know, I'd say not all. Some parents stay home, but a lot of parents nowadays, they work outside the home, right? This is a really crazy balancing act between working and raising your kids. And so it raises that whole idea of how do you do that successfully, right? I mean, a lot of us do it. A lot of us manage to do it and we raise good kids. And then you have to figure out how to get that balance because nowadays we're faced with working all the time. It used to be that, 15, 20 years ago, maybe even 10, 15 years ago, you would work, you'd come home, and at 5 o'clock, work stopped. Now it's like you work, you come home, you're still working. You're on that damn phone all the time because you're always connected. You're always connected. I know we are. We're always connected. You have to tear yourself away. I mean, there are times where I have to put my phone in another room. And I know that people get irritated with that because they're like, I told you this 4 hours ago and, you know, you didn't get my text or whatever. I'm like, sorry, I'm just not paying attention because I need to spend time with my family because my family time is between, you know, 6 o'clock at night night and 10 o'clock at night and I need to be with my family. And I just don't apologize for that anymore. But there was a time where I did work a whole lot, especially when I first started this job in radio, because, man, the first 4 years of my daughter's life, it was a big blur, you know, because people spend a lot of time working. I imagine that Kellyanne, I don't know because I don't know her personally, but I imagine she probably spends or has spent over the past 4 years most of her free time just completely wrapped up with this administration. And that is a really formative time in Claudia's life. 11
and
to
the rest of her kids.
Yeah. 11 to 15 is crucial in a girl's life. Same with George. He's been so obsessed with hating this president. I can only imagine his free time is just constantly tweeting, mm-hmm. constantly wrapped up in this administration. So that takes a toll on a kid's life. Think about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't know if they've been absent or if I don't think there's any question in anybody's mind that they have let her run the show.
Yeah.
There is no discipline Mm-mm. with that family at all.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's out of control now. And it's to the point where she's not only putting her mom's career in danger, even though she's no longer in the White House administration, but she's putting the country in danger
yeah.
by trying to expose these crazy things that people believe she has inside information about.
Yeah.
So then she ends up yesterday writing a big letter, some sort of diatribe on Word, which she then posted to her TikTok, which was clearly told to her by Kellyanne. Kellyanne clearly was like, okay, you have to apologize for calling all this disruption. Here's what I want you to say. And so there's like this, I don't know, 5 paragraphs at least from Claudia saying, it's come to my attention that my TikToks and comments have sparked intense controversy and uproar. Really? It's just now come to your attention?
Yeah, exactly.
For crying out loud.
It's come to her attention because her mother and her are quarantining together.
And then she's like,
shoved in a room together.
I'm simply a 15-year-old with a following and bad luck when it comes to media coverage. Leave my family and me alone. Get your ass off of TikTok
yeah.
then.
The reason
there's a very simple solution here.
And the reason that you have a following is because of all this drama. Is yeah. because of all
she's
this.
She's creating the drama mm-hmm. simply by being a complete hoe on TikTok. I'm sorry, but the girl is acting like a hoe.
Yeah, it's crazy.
There's going to be people that are mad. How dare you talk about a 15-year-old that way? Look for yourself, okay? And yeah. tell me that I'm wrong.
It is really alarming. And then it's really upsetting because you think, okay, well, Kellyanne is a conservative woman that probably would not, she would say, this is not okay for other people. And then right under her nose, she's... It's just, this is crazy. It's crazy.
Such a dysfunctional family.
It is.
And I get that Kellyanne does not want this in the public. I get that George probably doesn't either. But they have the power to control this.
Yeah.
It is as simple as taking the device out of their daughter's mm-hmm. hands. Yeah. I don't know why this is hard.
And it's a lesson for all of us, I think. Because I think that a lot of parents out there think, no, I can't take this stuff away from my kids. You know, it's like all kids have to have these devices. You know, I was talking to a woman this weekend in Texas that her kids didn't have any, they didn't have phones, they didn't have any of this stuff until they were 16. None of it.
And if they need her to have a phone for emergencies, there's phones that aren't smartphones.
Yeah.
That don't have to have these apps on them.
Just
get her the phone, or like a regular phone.
This woman, her kids didn't have any of it until they were 16. None of it.
And somehow,
they survived. They survived. They went to college. They're adults now living in the world with kids themselves. And you know what? They're fine. They're wonderful, productive citizens. And they're great kids. And it can be done. You know, I'm not saying that everybody has to do that. I'm just saying that, you know what? Kids survive without this stuff.
And definitely when you're reaching a crazy point like Claudia is, that's the time when you make the changes.
Yeah.
I mean, what else does she have to do? Like, actually have sex on camera?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Because I don't know what is going to prompt these two to parent. They're supposed to be the mature people in the room. And speaking of maturity, we need to talk about AMAC.
We're going to talk about AMAC.
So AMAC.
Go, girl. Get it.
If you don't know what AMAC stands for, it stands for the Association of Mature American Citizens. Now, we are members.
Which is crazy because we're really not that mature.
I think that they mean like an actual age of maturity and not okay. emotional maturity.
All right. I mean, well, we fit the bill there. I mean, but with the age thing, we're right there. Just maturity.
But you guys, AMAC, which you should be a member of because they are the conservative alternative to AARP.
Yes,
and you don't want
they
anything
are.
To do with AARP. No. All they do is send you fancy mailings.
AARP.
Yeah. And so AMAC recently promoted this bill in Congress that would change the Internal Revenue Code of 1986 that would remove the inclusion of Social Security
oh
and
God.
Tier 1 railroad retirement benefits in an individual's taxable gross
income.
So, you know what AMAC did? They took action, because that's what they do.
Yeah, they do.
They don't just send you the fancy mailers. They actually support and lobby for conservative causes. Mm-hmm. And so if you also believe in supporting the future of our great republic, and you should, you need to go to amac.us/chicks. Sign up. It's a $16 annual membership. That's it. And you get so many discounts on all kinds of things. For $16, you more than make up for that
you
amount.
Also do get their magazine. I actually got their magazine yesterday.
And that's
very excited
fine.
About it. The magazine is fine, but you just don't get a bunch of like crappy mailers.
Right.
Yeah.
Because this is not the time for you to just sit on the sidelines and do nothing. If you're not going to be loud and proud about your conservative beliefs, put your money behind someone who will be loud and proud for you, and that is AMAC. AMAC.us/chicks. It's better for you, better for America. You need to sign up right
now. Okay. AMAC, you guys.
And I guarantee you that Kellyanne and George Conway are probably members of AARP.
That's right.
Because they don't know better.
Yeah. Mature. Maturity, you guys. It's different than being old.
So back to Claudia's letter.
Yeah.
Because then she got all kinds of flack on her TikTok. That's what my husband calls it.
TikTok?
He calls it TikTok. Are you looking at TikTok?
It should be called TikTok. She actually has TikTok on her phone. I don't have the TikTok.
I have TikTok because, you guys, how else would I keep up
this
on
is
Claudia
the thing.
Conway's
And she'll
bonus.
Send me crap from TikTok. She'll send me like the guys that are dressed like cowboys, like shaking their pelvises.
Have you guys seen that? It's the greatest.
It is. It's pretty funny.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
It's a comedian that does it.
It's so great.
It's pretty funny.
So
dancing to Stevie Nicks. This is what she does.
Now, these are all deleted, by the way. Claudia Conway then last night, after she posted her big letter saying, I'm just a child and you guys should stop paying attention to me, but please pay all the attention to
but
me.
But please, like, be one of my 1.4 million followers.
So she then posted like three different TikToks saying, I cannot believe I have to say this, but I literally just wrote this.
Literally.
Why are people saying that my mom wrote it? I literally wrote it. That's how she said it?
Literally.
She said that like in three different TikToks, which have since been deleted. Mm-hmm. And now the TikTok that is still there is the letter. Like you can still read.
Literally.
The literal letter that she just wrote. You can literally read
this
it.
This is what's wrong with our society. Literally.
Tell me if this sounds like Claudia. She says, I am currently quarantining and isolating with my mother. We are doing everything we can to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. We are going to enjoy our quarantine together away from social media. She's posted like a million TikToks since then.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's not
How
her.
Is this away from social media?
That's not her. It's not. They're not away
family.
From social media. Literally.
With this crazy
family. I know, it's crazy, but I do feel like this is going to end up being a reality show.
Yeah, and you know, since Kellyanne quit her job, and George Conway, I don't know if he's back to the Lincoln Project.
I don't know. Does that come with dental? Like, how does that work?
I know they pay themselves very, very well.
I'm sure they pay themselves a big-ass salary. I'm sure that that's how that works,
but
right?
But maybe they do secretly want this attention, and that's why they haven't taken away the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe that does lend itself to a reality show.
To a reality show, because the Kardashians are going off the air in 2021. This would be something that would fill
Perfect.
That void. You know, it's like, see a need? Fill a need. The country needs another train wreck. So,
yes.
I'm just saying.
I think this perfectly fits the bill. And those people who actually watch the Kardashians
would be like, oh, this will be great. This
would
be great, literally.
Literally watch them as soon as they are on the air.
I can't deal.
I can't either.
I can't. And I'm no longer able to defend it. I can't. Remember when we did?
Yeah.
I would just be like, I defended and defended and defended. I'm done defending.
We can't defend this anymore, Kellyanne.
Not defending it anymore.
But you got to get this girl under control.
Just take the phone away, man.
That's literally all you have to do.
Literally.
All right. How can people find us in ways other than this glorious podcast?
So glorious. You can go to our website, first and foremost, chicksontheright.com. You can check us out on Instagram at chicksonright, Twitter at chicksonright.
Parler.
Where?
Parler.
Oh, Parler. That's right. Where all the freedom loving people are.
Our radio show.
That's right.
Is daily. Well, weekdays. We take
9 to
the
11.
Weekends off.
9 to 11 Eastern.
In the morning.
You can check us out there, wibc.com. You can stream us live. And then we also have a YouTube channel. the we Mock do. And Daisy Show.
And that's where you need to really make sure that you're subscribed, mm-hmm. because any day now, you guys, any day now,
yeah.
we are going to get kicked off of Facebook.
Yeah, because Mark Zuckerberg is from the planet Gleeborg 9, and it's just a matter of time mm-hmm. before, because we're already getting like hints that he's about to kick us off. It's right before the election. It's like clockwork, you guys. It's coming.
We did get some very nice comments. It's so appreciated, you guys, when you leave comments and reviews on the iTunes Apple Podcast platform. For example, Faithy G said, "I'm so glad I found a way to get the headlines and important news, but keep it lighthearted and bring humor into play. I listen to your podcast as well as your daily show. Thank you for your hard work and consistency." And Bell2K said, "Love your content." DSMEA said, "Love you guys. Thanks for all the common sense and humor." So these are very, very nice. This is the kind of comment and reviews that help us bring attention to this podcast. You can tell your friends to subscribe to if they're not already.
You know what? I'm just going to take a moment of personal privilege,
please.
Too, and say that we should all listen to a lot of Eddie Van Halen this week.
Yes.
A lot of Van Halen. For all you 80s people out there, because, you know, Eddie Van Halen passed away yesterday. And, you know, this would be something that Claudia Conway should listen to. We should bring back more of the 80s.
She's definitely not going to listen to Van Halen.
I know, but wouldn't like a big...
She's listening to WAP right now.
See, but wouldn't like a big dose of 80s be good for all these kids?
It's good for everybody.
It really is. So more Eddie Van Halen. More Van Halen. Less WAP. You guys have a great week.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday on the Three Martini Lunch as we dissect the day's good, bad, and crazy news. Each day, you'll get our original and fun insights into everything from presidential politics to the war on punctuation to Jim's hammering the media's pathetic efforts to turn Andrew Cuomo into a hero.
And he's got everything. He's got the personality. He's got the brother. He's got the charm. He's got the jokes. Greg, he's got everything except the actual success.
Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.